John chapter 10, 27 to 32. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall by no means perish forever, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. The Jews again took up stones that they might stone him. Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these works are you stoning me?
In 10:28-29, the Lord says, And I gave to them eternal life, and they shall by no means perish forever, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. The eternal life is for the believers living. Both the Son's hand as a hand of power and the Father's hand as a hand of love are for the believer's protection. Eternal life shall never run out, and the hands of the Son and the Father shall never fail. So the believers are eternally secured and shall never perish. When I first began to work in this country, many dear saints asked me, if I believed in eternal security, I always answered, why not? After a while, everyone knew that I do believe in the wonderful eternal security. As long as we have eternal life, we have eternal security. What can be more secure than eternal life? I have the real insurance policy in my spirit. Not only do I have eternal life, but I have two hands. The Son's hand of power and the Father's hand of love. These two hands embrace me, and Satan is unable to snatch me out. I am eternally secured by the divine life and by these two divine hands. Praise the Lord! These hands are always on the alert, and no one can kidnap us. Therefore, we shall never perish. We have a divine living and an almighty protection. Thus, we, the sheep, are secured forever. Do not argue doctrinally about eternal security. We enjoy the fact. Do you have eternal security? I do not ask whether you believe in eternal security, but whether you have it. Regardless of whether or not we believe in the doctrine of eternal security, we are eternally secured.